And going back, what was it that you first noticed that made you alarmed? What were those first signs that you were concerned about your child?
For me, like I say, I felt quite naive, and it was my child. I think we'd noticed she wasn't, or she'd lost a little bit of weight, but she'd become a vegetarian 18 months before, and she'd explained her reasons why, and that seemed all reasonable, so we hadn't worried too much about it. And then a few months before we were diagnosed, she'd said she wanted to become a vegan. And this was again a way of restricting her food intake. And I think we allowed it to go on for about 3 days. And then I think we said, look, this isn't right. This is far too restrictive. And to us, it appeared that she had a healthy diet. She seemed to be eating all the right things. And, as a teenager, you're just grateful that they are healthy aware or health conscious. And but I guess we were naive to just how much she was restricting. We knew what was happening at home, but while she was out of the house, although she'd take meals with her for school, she wasn't eating them. They were being binned, and so it was her. She actually spoke to somebody at school and said, "This has got too much. I need some help." I think a number of her friends had picked up on it, and one friend in particular had said, "You can't carry on like this. You need help. This is not normal." And thankfully, at that time, she was receptive to that. So it was a real shock because obviously the school contacted me, and like I say, I was like the rabbit in the headlights. Then I was in shock and stunned, and not quite realizing just how much this had been taking over her life. Onwards and upwards.
I think it's something that is quite, certainly for us, it was quite difficult to really identify that there was something going on, because it was just something that started as healthy eating. Oh, Mum, I don't want lunch today. Or, oh, Mum, I went to so and so's after school and I've had dinner there. And, oh, Mum, we're doing something at school, healthy eating, and I'll only have fruit for lunch. And so I think, although I was aware that something was going on, it was in the context of, sort of healthy eating, becoming more health conscious. And I think it was only when, and it wasn't being, there was nothing sort of behind the scenes, because she would come home and say, "Oh, here's my lunch box. I'll take that in tomorrow because I didn't eat my lunch today because I wasn't hungry, or I had it elsewhere," or what have you. And I think our experience was that almost as soon as it was named, things escalated quite rapidly. So she had started, not eating as much, and then sort of the exercise started to creep in. So again, initially I thought, oh, wanting to be more health conscious and going for a walk and then going for a run and then maybe going for a run in the morning and in the evening and not having lunch. And it just sort of escalated. And I went to the doctors and said, "I'm not quite sure what to do because this is what's going on." And the doctor said, "Well, I think what you need to do is to make an appointment with me, with your daughter, and we'll have a chat with her." And it was all sort of very much up over and above board, because I'd said to my daughter, "I think, I think something's going wrong. I think it's more than just sort of healthy eating. Oh, no, Mum, I'm fine, I'll be fine." And then when we went to the doctor and the doctor said, I think I'm going to put a referral in to the CAMS team, things then sort of escalated, and rather than the sort of all the, if you like, overt stuff happening, we then started to find food in bins in her, in the kitchen or in her bedroom, and you know, then I started to hear thump 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 upstairs, and it was star jumps, and things just sort of you know, the exercise escalated. But you know, fortunately we had actually we were in the referral system and sort of waiting for you know, our initial assessment at CAMS. But because things for us escalated a lot, we ended up in the general hospital initially because of, you know, rapid weight loss and physical implications. And then the CAMS team came to visit us actually and did an assessment in the general hospital itself. And from there we went and we were under the community team, and then actually we also had some inpatient treatment as well.